Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your man of God. This is your host. This is your brother, Ron. Let me say, you know what? I won't say Ron today. I say Joshua. Hallelujah. Today's topic is going to be on crossing the Jordan. But before we get into that, how are you guys? How are you guys doing? It's been a minute since I posted the last episode. If you haven't listened to it already, go check it out. Remove the muzzle. Go check it out. But this one is going to be very specific to a lot of you. A lot of you are going to receive this because you are exactly at the Jordan and you are crossing. And if you don't know, I'm not a theologian, but I'll say in the Bible, Joshua was the man God appointed after Moses passed to lead the Israelites, to lead God's people to the promised land. After 40 years. In the wilderness. And Moses has died. He has gone on to be with our Heavenly Father, right? But he appointed Joshua. And I'm not saying I'm your Joshua, but I could be during this podcast world. But you specifically are crossing the Jordan, the Jordan River, because of your faith, because of you remembering the covenant that God and that you made with God. When you stepped into that Jordan River, it parted. You walked on dry land. to get to the promised land. Man, it's been a wild, wild week. I'm going to go back before I get into crossing the Jordan. It's been a very, very, if you guys don't know, if you're new to the podcast, we recently moved. Me and my family got our things. We packed up everything and we are moved into our new home, a new place, a new area, a new location. I love it out here. You know how when you leave an old area, an old place that you've been for years, and God is bringing you into newness, man, it just feels different, you know? It feels different. It houses everything that you need to assist the new things in you, if that makes sense, the new ways of thinking. So for instance, if you didn't have an extracurricular activity or hobby, you know, like for instance, if you liked the gun range, right? Well, where we were, there wasn't a gun range. Here, there's one down the street. And this is just an example, right? My point is, you outgrew where you were, and because of your faith, God told you to go here, and you went. Now you're at the Jordan. You're at the Jordan River. Some of you are already in your promised land. So this message is a little, ooh, my mom's calling me right now. I hope that. Oh, man. Okay, I don't think it interrupted. Sorry, guys. But anyways, a lot of you are already in your promised land. So you've already crossed the Jordan, which that would be another episode, right? And we'll call it Promised Land, right? But for those of you who are crossing the Jordan, so when there was a point where the priest, I may be wrong, but the priest or the Israelites who were priests, who had the ark, when they stepped into the river, it parted. It parted so that they can walk on dry land, right? So right now, things are dry for you. But you still gotta walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You still gotta walk. You still gotta walk. But a lot of you, man, it's been dry. And you've been in a season where things are dry and just kind of haven't been. You've been doing everything you needed to do. He told you to start that business. He told you to get more intimate with him, seek him, seek his face. You've been doing everything you needed to do, but you're not seeing it. You're seeing things change within yourself, but you're not seeing things around you change. You're not seeing it with your physical eye, right? You're still at that job you don't like. You're still in that relationship you don't like. You're still, your bank account still on zero or probably overdraft. Come on now. Let's be real. Let's talk about it. Come on now. We all been there. Overdraft. And those fees be crazy, man. Depending on who you bank with. But those fees be crazy. And some of us don't bank with nobody. We on Cash App. We got prepaid cards. Ah, man, I'm talking to my people. You hear me? You know, but you are crossing the Jordan, which means your promised land is near. It's on the other side. But you must stay focused. You must. And let me tell you, when you get closer and closer to the promises and the provisions and the things of God that he has for you, oh my, oh, warfare kick up. Oh, the enemy know you close to something. He may not know exactly, but he know. Let me do this. You know, so do not be tricked, deceived for the time that you're in. Because it may look a certain way. It may look a certain way. And this is what I tell people, because people, you know, don't get it twisted. Because things are going bad, don't mean your promises are near. This is how you know when things are going kind of haven't changed or getting bad to you. Is if you've been seeking earnestly and diligently the Heavenly Father, you've created time for him, you've been doing everything you need to do, and things just are, that's good. But if you just out here doing what you want to do, I'm not talking to you. You making those things happen. You are making bad decisions and things of that nature, but your promised land is near. You are crossing the Jordan. And when the Israelites crossed the Jordan, the sea parted, the river parted, so they could walk on dry land. So do not be dismayed by the dry season. When I say dry, I mean it's not fruitful. Things aren't going the way you want it to go right now. God is removing some things out of your life. God is removing some things out of you. He's positioning you. But you got to keep walking. You got to keep taking those steps. And I thank God for just the men and women in my life, the men of God and the women of God in my life who have been praying for me, who have been just holding me accountable, because it's been a journey. But I, just like you, should definitely understand more and more each day who our God is, what He does, what He's done. Because if you are under a rock, hopefully that rock is our King Jesus, because He is our rock. But if you are under a rock, it's a lot going on in the world. You know, we got elections coming up. We have so much going on in this season. But we can't be wavered. We can't be moved or shaken by these things, right? But those things also are held to account, and they also reference and let us know that the good news is everything's gonna be all right for those who trust in the Lord. So, keep your head up. Keep your head up. Stay focused. Man, you're doing a great job. And nobody's told you, man, you're doing a great job. Keep at it. Keep at it. That's the main thing is, you know, when you're so close to your breakthrough, when you're so close, and I don't want this to be like a feel good type thing, because it's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. It is. You're going to feel things. You're going to think that things are over. You're going to be extremely uncomfortable in this moment right now for some of you. In this moment right now, you're going to be extremely uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. I don't like moving. I didn't like moving and coming to a new place, and it was difficult, man, because we like what we know. We like what we used to. We're comfortable with what we're comfortable with, you know. So when you have to get uncomfortable, you know, when you have to do things you've never done before because God told you to, it's uncomfortable. And some may be a little more difficult to handle, you know, if God is removing people from your life that you were really, really close to. One of the things I know, too, that has been happening, you know, a lot of people that you haven't spoken to in a long time begin to come up. They come around, you know, you see them. That you haven't seen in years. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying be mindful and be aware that when your past comes up, when God is moving you to new things, just look at it differently. You don't have to, don't embrace it as you would have back then. So if you're a new person, so if a person that you knew in your past comes around, you know, you can embrace them and love them and say, man, wow, man, I haven't seen you in a long time. That just recently happened to me. I was actually at work, and I ran into a friend that I met through a cousin, you know. And this brother is a good man. It was really good to see him, you know. And he was there to pick up a delivery from the hospital that I work at. He was there to pick up some pallets or something like that. I don't remember. But because this is a brother, and I don't want to put his name out there, but I'll just say Tay. We'll just call him Tay. Tay, my guy, I ran into. And it wasn't a bad thing, man. We embraced each other with hugs and love and respect, because me and him always had a great relationship. Like, he was cool, man. He was, you know, we were young, but he was somebody that was younger than me, that he worked hard. He always worked, and took care of his business, and a good man, you know, a really good man too. So it was really good to see him. And that's why I said you can't look at it bad, because some people from your past, God may be putting back in your life because you may be ready, right, to be a benefit to that relationship, and that relationship be a benefit to you. But either way, it still points to, oh, that means you're close, right? On the other hand, you may meet some people from your past that you, they start bringing up your old ways, and you used to not be doing the best things with those people, or it was a problem or something like that. Either way, that means you're close. So you just handle those people differently than you would, you know, somebody from your past that was and still is a great person, and you probably didn't handle or manage that relationship the best way. But because you're in your new, because, you know, so either way, it's pointing to you getting to where God needs you to be, to your promised land. And your promised land is a promise. Okay? So take out of this, get rid of your broken relationships that have promised you things and they didn't work. Our Father in heaven, it's not like that. He is faithful. He has never lied. He has never not done anything he said he would do. I just wanted to put that out there. But you're so close. You're doing such an amazing job. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. God is so good. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for us being able to get together another time in this time to share your word, to come together and speak on your goodness and share our testimony. We thank you, Father, and I thank you for those who are listening, who are under my voice right now and can hear my voice. I thank you for them, Lord. Continue to bless them, Heavenly Father. Continue to do and continue for your will to be done in their lives. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, I just get right into it. Yeah, I just went into a prayer. We tight like that. I'm tight like that with my Father. We just go like that. That's how we do. But I just want to encourage. I want to embrace, and I also want to share how good he's been in my life. And I'm sure he's been the same in yours, because we have a Father that does not change. He doesn't change, or he definitely favor others. He so favor me. Hallelujah. But he doesn't change in how he fathers and how he does what he do. So we're grateful and thankful for that. So I just want to say this before I go. School started back, man. That's really why I've been, that's really why it's been a minute for me to come and give you guys, you know, we've been moving and the kids going back to school, like, you know, school shopping supplies and all that, which is cool and great. It's they back to school. They shining. They walking in the glory. Hallelujah. It's been a lot, man. We've been really, me and my wife, bless her heart. And I thank God for her every day, because I couldn't have done any of it without her. Like, she is a warrior for sure. Like, she been keep holding it down, like, just making sure everything is getting done in a timely manner. I put that on her. I do. Because we both been busy. She's been preparing. You know, she's an educator, so she been having to get stuff ready for her classroom, for her students, and me with work. I've been learning new things, training, and just been busy. 10, 12 hour shifts. So we've been all over the place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're grateful for it. Please don't take that as a complaint, because it's not. I am blessed, and I'm I am so thankful for it all. But she's definitely been such a help, man. So shout out to my wife. Shout out to you, Shani. Shout out to you, baby. Baby. No, she's been definitely holding it down. And shout out to you guys, man. Those of you who got children, you know, your wives, your husbands, your, you know, single parents, whatever, you know, shout out to y'all, man. Y'all been holding it down. I don't, you know, school starting back, you know, you know, and I got a new middle schooler. My oldest daughter, she's going to middle school. She's in middle school now, so the demands, the expectation, you know, they got all these demands, man. I want to get into this for a second, man. These kids, boy, they are such a blessing. I say that. But if they ain't a headache, if they not, hallelujah, pray for me. Y'all pray for me. Nah, but we're grateful, and I love my babies. I'll do whatever I gotta do for them, you know. Period. You know, along the lines of God's will, because I'm gonna do what He say first. Yep. But I just want to encourage you guys. I hope you guys hear these words and that they encourage you. They remind you. Not just who you are to our Father, but what He does, man, and how close you are to just everything you've been praying for. But you know, man, when it's wartime, it's wartime. So stand on your post and know the God we serve. So I love you guys. That's my time, man. Let me get out of here because I actually got to go pick my boy up from daycare. I was off today, so. But I got to go pick my boy up. I love you guys, man. You guys have been so amazing, man. Shout out to the UK. You guys are showing so much love over there. go get the book, Unveiled by Grace. It's on all digital platforms. The website is still under construction. Sorry, guys. I promise. Me and my guy spoke the other day. He's working very, very hard. Because it got to be right, man. I don't want to put anything up and you guys see it and it's not a reflection of it, your guy, your brother. You know, it's not a reflection of who God called me to be. It got to be right. And that's not me procrastinating or any of that. And it's not even a perfectionist type of thing. It just got to be right. And we getting there. We close. The images got to be right. The colors, it got to be right. but the book is available. You guys can still go get it on Amazon, anywhere books are sold, Audible, and whatever, all those places. It's there. But we're getting the website, and that'll be there as well. Go to the YouTube, support your guy, support the ministry, support your brother. But I love you guys, man. I hope you guys have a great, great week. Tomorrow is Friday, so definitely, I know a lot of you guys are excited about that. Some of you are, you know, every day's Friday. You feel me? That's the club we in. the club with Jesus, right? Every day Friday. But I love you guys. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend, because I definitely won't be posting until after the weekend. So have a great, safe weekend. And I love you guys, but Jesus loves you more. Shalom.